Nice to be here. Radha Maneshwar Niraj. Yeah. At Om Nishwar's temple. And now, 1977, Srila Prabhupada came to visit London for the last time, and he stayed at the manor mostly. But he came to London to visit Radhalan and Ishwara, and then he drove by. He was parked outside on the other side of the street to see whether this was a suitable building for a temple, and he gave his approval for that. And very nice to see a new altar for their lordships. So Prabhupada had a very personal relationship with Radha Maneshwar because he sort of personally saved them or brought them here, installed them. It was first Radha Krishna deities, and Prabhupada had remarked how Nandanishwar's face is exactly like the face of Krishna. Okay. Of course, whenever we worship deities, and we see that in one sense, deities look different in different temples, different countries. In fact, I don't know whom I was speaking with just recently, who pointed out that deities also take on the characteristic of local people's features. I don't know if you've ever seen deities in Mexico City. Maybe they look Mexican. Someone just recently told me that Radha Shyam Sundar in Hungary look Hungarian. I'm still meditating on whether that's a compliment or not. Well, that's a good thing to look like Hungarian. But whatever they may look like from that perspective, they also ultimately, by the bhakti or the devotion of the worshippers, they all look the same. In the hearts of devotees, they all end up looking like Radha and Krishna, and Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra. I came here for the first time in 1979. And that was when this temple was under construction. The building was under construction, particularly the temple. And the pillars were just being sort of cast, and they were being fitted. Pillars, arches, and so on. Anita, are you going to play bass? Yeah, good. That's good. And then since then, for those of you who've been connected for some time, you've seen that this temple tends to sort of reincarnate on a regular basis in different forms. Things move around. But it's still certainly one of the most unique locations in the world for preaching, because right outside your door you have, literally speaking, millions of people passing by. And at the same time, Krishna is present right here. Is that my echo?
It's in the Pujari room.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Rama, 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 Rama,
Krishna. Krishna. Thank you.
Oh, Yeah.
Hare Krishna.